Fresh from a studio and into another studio.
Good morning!
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Even more Cooper and Luke.
Hey, it's Cooper. It's Bite Size time. Okay, so this is going to give you a little kind of like chunk out of the 98FM Big Breakfast. And we're very excited because today we did something very special. We're running this amazing competition with the 98FM Instagram account. If you're not following it, do, because you're in with a chance to win €1,000 every day this week. It's pretty amazing. It's all explained in the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Also, Lie to Me today was very, very funny because we get to lie to Suze. Well, one of us does, and she's got to decipher which one of us is lying. We play Greedy Goods. That was fun today. So make sure you check it out. Tell your friends, share it, and hit subscribe.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
That should have been the theme song for the Fire Festival documentary. Trouble, I'm in trouble. It's Pink on 98FM. It's 6:12. It's the Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
Good morning. Here, I'll move that out the way for you.
There you go. I can see your pretty face, mate.
There we go. I'm very sore.
You're very sore.
Well, I'll give you an update first on the Big Ride Robes. The door is locked to the Big Ride Robes, so I can't get into the boss's office without breaking the door.
They must have preempted this. They must have checked the weather and said they're going to go for robes in the morning.
And I'm also sore, right? I'll give you an update on my soreness.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I bit my nail way too low to the thing.
Oh, I didn't know you were a nail biter.
I was bored. So that swole up for some reason. And so every time I touch it off something, it really hurts, right?
It looks like you got a stepmother on it as well.
What's that mean?
Where at the side of it's really sore and the nail comes away. It's called a hangnail, but also known as a stepmother because it's a pain.
I get you. And then I dropped a weight on my baby finger yesterday. Sorry, that's a lie. I banged the weight and my hand off each other. So it was like, you know that?
Why'd you do that?
It was going up and over on my chest and I put my finger. And then I tried a thing called a deadlift yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've been staying away from deadlifts because, as you well know, my physio has said, Luke, your lower half is ruined. Don't be going near anything to do with your legs.
Like, he's even got you wearing lighter clothes so you don't put any strain in your body.
Exactly. And insoles and everything. Yeah. So I said, screw him. What does he know? What is the...
Degree
and coaching Olympic athletes and everything. So I've tried that, right, and I'm already sore down all there, right, all down my ankle and everything. I mean, lower back is about to explode. So looking forward to today. It's only going to get worse. I'm glad we live in a tropical country.
Were you lifting, bro?
I was lifting loads.
Was it just the bar?
No, it was initially the bar, and then
is 30 pounds.
And then is it?
I think.
Oh, well, then I added a bit more to it. And then I added a little bit more to that. And then everything started to ping. You know when something goes ping inside you? Ping, ping. It feels like they're going in different directions. Well, I recommend it. It was good fun. It was good fun.
Good fun, but the results afterwards are not good.
Yeah, I won't be getting out of this season.
Okay. I'd always say what I'm feeling. Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Outcast, yeah, yeah, 98FM has just gone 6:21. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning. Tuesday morning. Okay, you're going to be delighted, Luke. You ready for this? Yesterday.
How many buttons?
Two.
And what style?
Tactical. Mr. Wick, do enjoy your party.
Oh my God, man. That's the first time I've ever seen John Wick, and it was John Wick 2. And it is bloody, isn't it?
First things first, if you've just checked in on 98FM's Big Breakfast, I have implored Cooper to watch John Wick because I think he would love it. And it's taken him a couple of days, but it looks like...
It's amazing!
Good, good, thank you. Shh. Brilliant, brilliant. Well done, first things first.
That's fantastic.
What was your favourite scene?
The scene near the end where he had to do the Italian woman.
The catacombs.
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say my exact same favourite.
It was just like, this is like a video game where you're near the end and you're just about to win and your heart is about to jump through your chest. And just like, oh my God, hope the guys who are playing online aren't any better than I am. And it's just nonstop. And I'm like, hang on a sec, has his gun been taken? Have they taken his gun to the scene where they hit it? But no, it was absolutely amazing.
He hides guns along the route that he's escaping from because he knows he's going to be double crossed. And he does a shotgun and then flipping brilliant. Now, highly inaccurate in some ways, because if you watch, okay, he gets attacked by like 9 people, I'd say, at once.
Yeah,
they all wait their turn.
Yes.
Or they make him weird movement before they... If they could just shoot him, he'd be dead. Straight away.
Yeah, yeah, don't be shooting his bulletproof jacket.
Yeah.
Get him in the head or his ankle.
The suit is bulletproof, so he pulls up his blazer.
He's like Batman.
And that's apparently going to protect you from all the bullets here, right?
Yeah, he's like a Count Dracula pulling up the thing
that's
in front
so
of him.
Funny.
But there was another movie we did watch before the kids went to bed. And it's the, you know, the usual when you're watching movies with the kids, it's like a Disney this or a Disney that. And I'm like, let them watch something that I know that they will laugh so hard. And there was a movie that I went old school on them. It was a PG movie from 1995. So I'd say if it was brought out now, it'd probably be 15s. All right? Because PG back then was
different.
The
Sandlot.
No. I'm going to play a little clip. You ready?
Yeah.
In the deepest jungles of Africa, two tribes will fight a savage war unless a sacred animal god is found. So they're sending for the only man who can help. Jim Carrey is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh my God, I've never heard my kids laugh so hard from start to finish in a movie. Well recommended. A couple of inappropriate bits and pieces that would be like considered PG now, but like back then, 95, PG, fantastic. Absolutely hilarious.
It's Edie's favourite movie.
Really?
Is it the second one
where he's after the bat.
She can literally recreate in the first movie the bit where he goes outside the door and he goes, she, word for word, that's what gonna that was gonna, and then at the very end she's eight, she goes, can you feel it, huh? Poor thing doesn't know what she's doing.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Come on.
Yeah. Hi there, it's Tuesday, and what we like to do on 98FM is lie to a work colleague on this day because it's fun and we get paid to do it and try and pull the wool over Susan's eyes, essentially.
How do you think I'm doing at distinguishing who's lying and who's not?
You've done quite well so far, Sus, recently.
I know you a long time now, so I feel like I feel like I'm good at this now.
It is weird that you know, yeah.
It's also really weird that I've held back on telling you things since we started doing this. So, you know.
That can't be healthy. That's something rather mentally. There's
well, just stuff
there.
In my past that I might have done and gotten up to, like, fun things.
So you haven't been telling our stories, like.
Yeah.
He's withholding information.
Withholding. Imagine if he wasn't withholding the amount of stories he would tell you.
So, like, you know, after show, like, lunch or anything like that. So how are you?
You're grand.
Fine.
Don't ask me.
I can't talk to you until Tuesday next week at 6:40.
Well, we've already agreed to... one of us is going to lie and the other is telling the truth, so you're trying to figure it out.
Great. Okay, I need a bit of help. 087-798-98-98. Cooper, do you want to go first?
Okay. I don't know if you remember yesterday when I mentioned we played Pure Showers.
Yes.
All Saints from the Beach, and I said I had found the album in my mum's there over the weekend because she was making me take things from her garage because apparently I left them all there. From when I was growing up.
That's what mom's houses are for.
I know. So
the warehouses, glorified warehouses. That is.
So she was saying, "Can you just take this stuff?" And I'm like, "Okay." And it was like old school paperwork, and there was CAO forms in there as well.
Oh.
And there was one that was partially filled out because there was something that I was thinking of doing. And it was geology to go on to do paleontology. So I was the CEO was for Trinity to do geology for 4 years and then to go on to do graduate in Harvard in Boston.
Ooh, nah.
Because like any child, we all love dinosaurs, but knowing that it's not all about dinosaurs, it's all about, you know, two cell forms.
You could be a paleontologist.
Just like Ross from Friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a passion of mine.
And what happened? Why didn't you fill out the form and hand it in?
I fell into somebody's back garden, walked into a shed and started doing radio shows.
Oh.
I got distracted by the music.
Luke.
Hi.
What's your story?
I don't know if you remember, about a year ago, I dyed my hair grey.
I do, yeah. Attempted.
Yeah, hashtag just a tip. So, I thought I'd go full in.
Yeah.
and dye my hair completely grey. I went over to a few places and priced up how much it would cost. I thought, I have short hair, I don't have long hair, I'm not a girl. These salons, it won't be that expensive.
Is this why you walked out with a picture of Marcy Whelan? I want that look.
I wish. I want that career. And they all said, yeah, 100% we'll do that. You'll have to be in the chair for like 4 hours and it's going to cost X amount of money. A humongous amount. A silly amount. No, you wouldn't be spending that in your hair. So I texted Miss and she said, look, why don't I just call one of my salon friends? They have a special card and that means that they can get the hair dye that you would get in the salon. I'm a trained hair salon girl, whatever they're called.
Hairdresser?
Hair colourist?
Colourist, bald, that thing.
Because
she did that in Australia. I'll do it. So tonight, or no, tomorrow night. Not tonight. Tomorrow night, she's going to dye my hair completely grey for me. In the gaff.
Did she not already do this before? Did she not dye your hair before?
The tip. So I got the tips done. They went blondie, orangey. Mm. She put in like a toner and it went back to kind of grey.
And you're trusting her again?
Well, she did well the first time. I might as well give her the whole thing.
Mm. That's interesting. They're two very plausible stories. Either could happen.
Does Luke trust his other half, or was I going to be a dinosaur doctor?
0877 98 98 98. A bit of an incentive for you. We'll give you movie passes to IMC movies if you guess it correctly. And you also get to find out a bit about your past.
Or your future. Zara Larsson ruined my life on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Ruin My Life from Zara Larsson on 98FM at 6:48. The Big Breakfast.
So, one of us just lied to producer Suze and she's still trying to figure out who it was.
I'm in two minds this morning. So, Cooper just told me that on his CAO he found recently, he had put down geology with the plan of becoming a paleontologist after his science degree. And I don't know. Did you even do a science subject in secondary school?
Yeah, you needed to do chemistry, biology and honours maths.
High maths. I did a lot of high maths in my time.
High maths.
And Luke says...
It's all the big numbers.
And Luke says that his missus is going to dye his hair grey tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
And because she's a trained hairdresser.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so actually, do you know, that sounds like a normal sentence, a normal story. So, I'm leaning towards Luke.
Ooh.
Well, on text, Luke is lying. No G in there, because he loves himself too much to let someone ruin his image. Hashtag poser.
Who's that from?
Chris. All right, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. On text, Georgina says Cooper is definitely lying. Mm. And then Jay says, yes, Jay. Morning, lads. It's absolutely Baltic out.
Yep.
You're right. Cooper is lying this morning. So it's a bit of both there now. Mm. So can I get your quote-unquote final answer?
Okay, my final answer is that Cooper's lying.
Well, the next time you want to go to the Natural History Museum and wondering what's all those bones,
yeah,
don't ask me because I wouldn't have a clue, because no way would I know.
Yeah, Sue's got it right.
Yeah.
Well done.
It was the honours, Matt.
I know. That's brilliant.
The shade. Oh, congratulations. So Cooper was lying at random. We'll just pick one here. Georgina, congratulations. Yep. We'll give you IMC movie pass.
I have a tip for you if you do want to do the grey thing, yeah? Just have two kids and get married and do this job for a long time.
98FM. Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
And all I am is you.
Jess Glynn. All I Am on 98FM is coming up to 10 past 7.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
I mean, the idea you have in your head of going on a plane is always so 60s jet set. Cool, we're going to sunny locations. It's going to be fantastic, isn't it?
You have a very romantic outlook on flying, man.
Yeah, I have to, because the reality is so, so different. It's your knees around your ankles. It's people telling you to take off your headphones when you don't need to. People telling you to take off your jacket when you don't need to. You can't do this and this. You have to be very, very fit to sit in the emergency exit aisles. For God's sake, I can't do anything right. But what you do is be polite. Because
100%, yeah.
They are the key holders to this industry. Any flight attendant can ruin your day, holiday, year by saying, sorry, we're going to have to ask you to leave the airplane. Could you imagine?
I'd be devastated.
And the embarrassment too.
Yeah.
Why would you be asked to leave an airplane? Well, you could be drunk. You could be disorderly. You could be abusive. There's loads of reasons. And something, I don't exactly know what, because it doesn't say in Aer Lingus' statement and it doesn't say on her Instagram, but Alicia Banks, do we call her that? Alicia Banks? Yeah. The 212 girl.
Yeah.
Won the song that we can't play because it's full of expletives. Was kicked off an Aer Lingus flight yesterday.
What happened?
So on Instagram, okay, she posted this. And by the way, don't be calling people ugly either, Alicia, right? If you're listening to this and you're currently on a Ryanair flight. I don't even care if I'm not pronouncing your name properly.
Azealia.
Alicia Meet Banks. Have a listen to her Instagram post after she was kicked off the airplane.
I'm on this Aer Lingus flight and I don't know what the f*** is going on in the beginning. I've like worked too hard in my life to be like, you know, cornered by some ugly Irish bitch, you know, like ugly Irish women here. Like,
whoa, you take a seat. Can't call an Irish woman ugly. It's a very harsh word.
Step back, Azealia.
Alicia. Yeah, you call her. So no one actually knows necessarily what happened. She said that she was surrounded by security. She said that the people were very ugly. Now, I think maybe she means that as in, oh, they were very ugly, as in the way they were acting towards her were very ugly. Maybe not the physical thing.
But that's hearsay. We don't know.
And then Aer Lingus released a statement saying they left the airplane. So they weren't removed. They got their bags and they are now banned from Aer Lingus flights. They are banned for life from Aer Lingus.
But is she not meant to be playing in Dublin?
Yeah, she'd probably get a Ryanair or a ferry.
Did I read somewhere where she got confused, where she said, well, to hell with it, I'll just drive to Dublin. It's like, how? What are you going to do?
The moral of this story is always be nice.
Especially to Aer Lingus.
Yeah, exactly. They are the best airline.
This Flo Rida club can't handle me. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Playing this morning is David. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Deadly. Thanks very much.
David.
What are you an engineer in?
Acoustics. I'm a serious.
Oh, here we go. Here, I'll let you and Cooper. Go on, you two.
No. I tell you what, David, I'll keep your number. I'll give you a buzz of a little project in the pipeline that I'll talk to you about.
Oh, fantastic.
Just basically, I've been told to collect egg cartons.
Oh, right. That's hobbyist stuff.
Oh, it's hobbyist stuff. Okay, I need to invest it.
Yeah, it can look cool, you know.
Come here. I'd need more than 500 euro to do all of this.
I'm just hanging in the background here. You two talk about bleeding egg cartons there for a while.
Okay, come here. Do you play Greedy Guts when you're listening?
Yeah, I have done, yes.
All right, cool.
It's a mixed bag.
Oh, really?
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyone helping you this morning?
Nobody. All on my Todd.
Flying solo. All right. Five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
I'm gone.
25 euro.
Hopefully not, David. Hopefully not.
Oh, I know.
Okay, best of luck. Question one. What do the letters of ATM stand for?
Automated teller machine.
Straight in there.
25 quid is yours. Do you want to take that cash and move on to question two for 50 euro?
Let's keep going.
50 euro.
They'll get harder now, so never mind that confidence, David.
I know.
That little pep in your step.
What colour is associated with the third Monday in January?
It's blue Monday. We survived it.
Correct. Well done. 50 euro.
Didn't even need the options. So, do you want to go to question three for 100 euro?
Let's keep going.
100 euro.
What country is the singer Sigrid from?
Oh, no.
Now, we have her on the show today.
Okay.
And I'd love to give you a clue. So if I was to say, I was to say sort of Nordic, Norwegian-y kind of.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool?
I was going to say the S one from the north.
Oh.
Or is it the N one from the north?
Oh, yes. Well, there you go. It's up to you.
I'm
going to
go with Sweden.
You said Sweden, I heard. Sweden is correct.
Yes, get in.
Just phew, over.
Phew. Okay.
Luke.
Oh, balls.
Dave.
Oh, the flippity flip flop. I got so carried away with the question that I forgot to look at the bleeding answer. The correct answer is Norway.
But because it's my mistake, you get it right and we'll move on to the next one. How about that?
Get in. Yeah.
Go on.
250 euros.
That's only happened once ever in the years we're doing this.
David, it only ever happens once every 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, it's all about distraction now.
God damn it. All right, here we go. Question four.
Would you go for this one?
Well, you're here now. So
okay, let's go. I shouldn't be here, so yeah, that's fair enough.
Well, let's slow it down a bit. So do you watch Netflix?
I have done. Okay. I don't watch it too much, but I have done.
Well, there is a show on Netflix, all right?
And okay.
It's very bizarre. It's literally about a woman who tidies things up.
Oh.
And
I wouldn't know anything about cleaning.
Well, you see, to win 250 euro, you got to tell me that person's name.
Yeah. I wouldn't know anything about cleaning.
Yeah, but it's a show about cleaning, and the woman in it has a name. What's her name?
Oh, here we go.
I'll give you her first name because it's difficult. It's Mary.
Mary. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Give it to him.
Mary Poppins is incorrect. Is Mary Kondo or Marie Kondo, one or the other.
Okay.
My God. Well, hang on a second, right? Considering that it is Tuesday and I absolutely made a mess of that third question. It's my fault. We'll send you out a prize pack. So what's in there is some IMC movie passes. We'll try and sort you out with maybe a nice dinner for two. Yeah, you said you hate cleaning, but hopefully your missus doesn't mind.
Yeah. Well, she deserves a bit of dinner.
There you go. Cool. Right, so you hang on the line. We'll get your details. And apologies for that.
No problem. Cool. Thanks, Simon.
Have a great day.
All the best.
Go on, see you, pal.
Cheers, David. Now, usually things go a lot smoother than that, and hopefully when we go to give away 1,000 euro at 98FM's Instagram...
You're distracting me.
Hey.
You were laughing at stuff, and I was looking at you, and then I thought it said Sweden, and it said Norway. And it never happens, so you can't be saying it does.
Right, heads up.
Oh, here we go. Go on.
98FM's Instagram, 1,000 euro is up for grabs. All I can say is, stand by to look at your Instagram. Really, 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 really soon.
Like really soon. Like in the next 3 minutes. That's how close it is.
Here's picture this. One drink on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Irish music from Picture This, One Drink. It's the Big Breakfast at 20 past 8.
Instagram. 98FM's Instagram.
Mm-hmm. It's that time. So it's the most depressing week of the year, apparently. You've got loads of credit card bills and everything. So we decided that we'd come up with 98FM's Instagram. What is it? Well, it's very simple. It's given a grand away every day via our Instagram.
If you want to play and win this cash, you need to follow 98FM on Instagram. It's at 98FM Dublin. Mm-hmm. And each day we're going to post an Instagram post on an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is when the post goes up, we're going to ask you to comment underneath that post and tell us what you're going to do with 1,000 euro that we're going to give to you. And every single day, we're going to pick one of those comments and get in touch, call you on the radio and give you 1,000 euro.
Simple as that. Now, what you've been waiting for is the moment that the post goes live, because obviously you want to get in there first. First is always best. We know that from racing and everything. So you are waiting. Very, very patiently. We've been teasing this all morning. We're a big bunch of teasers here on 98FM.
If you're already following 98FM on Instagram, I would recommend that you click those little dots up on the right-hand side and activate your notifications.
The post
is now live. Head over to 98FM's Instagram, comment on what you would spend that cash on, and we could be picking you before 10 o'clock to be rung live on the radio and given €1,000 in cash.
On the way, Mary Mary Shackles on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
It's too dramatic. I can't handle the music. Go, 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 go.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. Welcome to the studio. International superstar, Sigrid.
Hello.
There you go. There's your introduction.
Thank you. That was very kind. How are you?
I'm grand. I'm grand. I hope you don't take offence to this, right? But when we have like celebrities and stuff in here, mm-hmm. and like big international names, mm-hmm. you kind of know that they're Macklemore or
yep.
Rita Ora, and they kind of walk in, you're like, oh, hello, the fur coat and, and all the stuff. You just look like a normal person.
Yeah, I do.
Which is so nice.
But that's, you know, everyone's a normal person.
100%.
You know, we'll do the same stuff. But yeah, I don't want to be cold. I don't have time to get a cold, honestly.
You're right.
I don't want to cancel stuff just because I have a silly cold.
Your new album, Sucker Punch,
yes,
is out on the 8th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a listen to the new song, Don't Feel Like Crying.
Mm.
So good.
You didn't think so?
And I ain't just saying that because we're in touching distance.
Kind of have to say that.
I really like it for a number of reasons. One, it's not short, but it's snappy.
Thank you. You're the first one that's commented the length of the track. But I remember that when we wrote it in the studio, I wrote it with Oscar Holter and Emily Warren. And I remember that it was pretty short. And we were like, oh, should we put in another bridge here? Do we do another verse? What do we do? And then we figured out, you know what? It just feels good. And then I don't really care about the length of the song as long as it feels like a good moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it is.
That's so nice. I like that.
Yeah.
You seem like you're having so much fun. I mean, you give off a real like positive kind of like, hey.
I know.
I'm having fun, you know?
But I think it's funny that I guess that's kind of the image people have of me. I'm not always like 100% positive, of course.
That would be really annoying.
Yeah, I think that would be impossible.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally, get in a good mood. I have good people around me. I have an amazing job. Yeah. I love what I do. I am so lucky to be doing this.
Mm. It's because you said you've a lot of nice people around you. It's it's weird because normally when we're chatting to people, let's say, for instance, Hosier, he said that he, you know, dropped out of studying in college and then went into music. You actually dropped out of music to go study in college. You did
that's true.
The arseways, as we would call it here.
Yeah.
And your parents were like cool with that, weren't they? They were encouraging you.
The thing was, I started, I wrote my first song when I was 16 and it got national attention because I was, you know, BBC Introducing. It's kind of the Norwegian equivalent to that. And I got national attention. The song got playlisted on national radio, but it wasn't like huge thing, mm-hmm. but it was quite big for me as a 16-year-old writer. And then things got a bit too hectic for me and I was my own manager at that time. And yeah, that was a bit too much. And then I figured out I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to study law. I wanted to study to become a teacher at that point. One of those, I had no idea. So I decided to quit music for a year.
Imagine if you had become a teacher.
It would be completely different.
I've just thought of something. When you're, because you write all your own music, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like Beyonce song comes out, has 18 writers or something. It's just you. Did you ever find yourself writing something and going, oh, no, get rid of that. It doesn't sound good at all. Did you ever?
All the time. That's literally us in the studio every single time.
Yeah?
I get pretty critical in the studio. That's why I love writing with other people to get a second perspective on things.
I get you.
And also since I write a lot about emotions, you know, you can easily go down the cheese route. Mm. And I'm very cheesy to begin with. But I remember, for instance, Dynamite. I don't know if you've heard that song. It's a ballad. And like the chorus is really cheesy.
Go on,
I tried to... Oh no.
Go on, I'm on it.
It's like the line in the chorus is, "You're safe as a mountain, but know that I'm dynamite." I know. Oh, now he's having his head in his cold.
Yeah. It's nice. It's a nice visual.
But yeah, I remember we tried to change that line for 3 months. But if you hear that in the ballad with the piano, it sounds really nice. And sometimes you just got to go with the cheese.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to get a listen to this new single of yours. It's Don't Feel Like Crying. Your album, again, is Sucker Punch. It is out on the 8th of March. You are going to be headlining Dublin's Three Arena on November 22nd.
Woo!
I know. It's crazy. It's probably going to be one of our biggest shows. I cannot wait.
Tickets are still available. And then you're supporting the Coronas in Cork on June 22nd.
Uh-huh.
They're a great bunch of lads.
That's going to be so much fun. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to introduce your own song and we play it now?
Yes. So here is my new single, Don't Feel Like Crying, and my name is Sigrid.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's 8:52 on 98FM's Justin Bieber. What you mean?
Let's go over to Liverpool for a second, shall we? Metaphorically, obviously, not physically. I don't know if you know, but Suze, our producer, does this thing called One More Tune. And this kind of feels like a One More Tune story because it's so bizarre. She does it at like 9:30. But there's a guy, right, who's been working over in Liverpool to build a travel lodge, you know, the kind of cheap accommodation, like a small little hotel. And he was owed money after successfully helping to build it, about £600. And for some reason, we don't fully know why, he wasn't paid. He didn't get any cash, right? Some rumours about the bank malfunctioning that day, and actually no one actually got paid at all. But as a response, this man, instead of, I don't know, flagging it with his banker, asking his boss, hopped on a digger, one of them mini diggers.
Yeah.
And drove into the travel lodge and set about destroying it. Literally on the day it was finished being constructed, he jumps in a digger and essentially just goes to town and wrecks the place. All he wanted was a 600 quid. Now, when I say he destroys the place, he drives it into the travel lodge and just goes around in circles with the digger and destroys the whole place.
So he's probably done more than £600 worth of damage then.
Easily done. The weird thing is, and I don't fully understand why, but a fundraising page on GoFundMe has been set up to get the man the money that he's owed, and it's raised 690 quid. So he's just got paid 90 quid to destroy a travel lodge.
Are travel lodge setting up a GoFundMe page to repair the damage now?
No.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Lady Gaga, Just Dance. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
Instagram. 98FM's Instagram.
Oh, it's time. It is time. We spent most of the show teasing you. I apologise for that. If you're literally, like, you've no blood in your hand because you're squeezing your phone, commenting on 98FM's Instagram post that went up, like, what, about an hour ago?
Yeah. And we've been literally dangling this €1,000 in front of you. It's like, dangle it, and then take it away.
It's pretty easy. Literally, all you had to do was tell us what you spend the money on. And some of those comments have been very funny. It doesn't matter how funny or how unfunny they are. It's completely at random that we will choose a person to call. It's always a tense moment here on 98FM. So it's not, again, not up to me and Coop. I literally am just going to push this button here. It picks someone whose phone number we have gotten through a DM. So the next person we hear has won €1,000, essentially. Jesus, Coop, my heart is beating very fast.
I actually have
yours
my stomach is nuts here.
Okay. Oh. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You've just won €1,000 on 98FM's
Instagram.
Lovely. How are you feeling?
That's brilliant. I'm delighted. That's great news.
I'm delighted for you, Mark. What do you want to spend this cash on?
Well, I was in the text I sent in, I was messing a bit saying that I have 3 gorgeous kids and a beautiful girlfriend, so I'm probably going to have to spend it all on myself. But the kids weren't too happy, so they were talking about bowling and cinema and popcorn, so
jeez, that's
I think
nice.
A bit of it's going to go on that.
You're bringing the whole street with you.
I better get off the phone in case the missus hears, because she already has most of it spent.
Oh, brilliant. Well, look, Mark, congratulations. Fair play to you. All you did was tell us what you would spend that grand on, and you've won 98FM's Instagram.
Yeah, brilliant.
Mark.
Well done, Mark.
That's a good January. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy it, pal.
Cheers. Thanks
very much. Bye-bye. Don't forget, This isn't just a one day thing. We're doing this every day this week on 98FM.
If you're not on Instagram, get yourself an account and follow 98FM Dublin. Do it.
1K every day. 98FM's Instagram. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.